Welcome into the In the Money podcast for KeenelandSelect.com for Saturday, July the 19th. Tom Leach, along with Jim Goodman, Keeneland's Director of Wagering Development, as we take a look at an all-stakes pick four up at Monmouth Park on their big Haskell Day card. And Jim, it'll start in race nine with a turf sprint at about 5.5 furlongs for three-year-olds and up. And these are usually pretty wide open, but I thought this one was one you could narrow down on. How did you see it?
I didn't narrow it down possibly. The top two horses are, to me, a Buccarino, the one horse on the inside for Johnny Velasquez, coming off a good effort at a Delaware listed stakes, similar class to this. And then he won the Mr. Prospector at Monmouth back in May. So I thought Buccarino was going to be the favorite in here off that 97 buyer. I did go a little deeper, though, because I'm going to go narrow in the Haskell, so I've got a little more money to play with. I used Nothing Better for Ired Ortiz, 5-for-11 at Monmouth, coming off a bad effort at Aqueduct, but getting, you know, just draw a line through that, and he's consistently in the 90s. I cannot pronounce the six horse. It's a Vungu Vungu. That's right. Okay, I knew you'd know it, but anyway, it's a six horse for Grand Motion. Obviously dropping in class. They shipped him over to UAE, and he ran in the sprint there, grade one, ran the Breeders' Cup turf sprint last year at Del Mar, and comes back. They don't usually come back from overseas that well, but I think this horse just on class fits as well. And then Silver Slugger for Juan Avila and Sammy Camacho. Sammy Camacho is one of the most consistent riders at Monmouth or Delaware. And this one, again, has 94, 93 buyers, got a lot of inside speed, could go to the lead here, be tough to catch. But I'm going to go four deep there. Buccarino is my favorite with the South American horse and Nothing Better, the second and third choices.
I took Nothing Better on top, just off the affinity for Monmouth Park, 5-2-2 and 11 starts there. Getting Ired Ortiz in the saddle doesn't hurt, and the trainer has a really strong percentage off layoffs like this. Easy Vungu Vungu with Motion and those three buyers in the 90s, I kind of thought one of those two would win it, but with the budget, as you were saying, definitely going to add in Buccarino. The thing is, this horse is only 4 years old, so he could just now be hitting his stride. These turf sprinters get better with age a lot of times. And he's won 6 out of 13 overall. So I think certainly in a situation where I'm going to go narrow in the Haskell as well, I definitely want to go with those three here. I kind of would be surprised if it's not one of those three that wins this. Race 10 is the grade three Molly Pitcher. Fillies and Mares 3 and up at a mile at a 16th. Ended up going four deep in here. I took Randomized on top. First glance, I wasn't really going to go there. And then the more I looked at it, the horse ran in the La Troyenne on Derby weekend, and that was the first start off a layoff. And reading Marcus Hirsch's story in the racing form, and he had a note in there that Chad Brown had said the horse was a little behind in training coming into that race, but still ran well. And then don't know what happened in the FIPS, but it was a wide trip and a really sloppy track, and so I'm willing to forgive that. It's a two-time grade one winner with speed, gets Pratt to ride, four works since the debacle in the FIPS, Saratoga. So I think on this track that can sometimes be a little speed favoring, I think Randomized could be dangerous. You might get a little better price than you're used to getting on her. Candied, I thought, was real impressive in her win at Pimlico. Wasn't sure if she was going to move forward off that first outing, and it looks like she has. And so she could maybe get really good this year. So it was kind of a toss-up. I almost started to go to Candied and ended up switching off to Randomized. Majestic Oops has peaked since moving to Ward's Barn, 1-for-1 on this track. The class is the question here. Is she ready to handle, you know, the likes of Randomized and Candied? But off the recent form, got to give her a shot. Dorth Vader comes off a grade one win at Saratoga for George Weaver. I'm just kind of betting she's not quite as good as that last race looks, and maybe some others didn't fire that day. So I'm going to use her, certainly, but I kind of think Randomized or Candied are going to, one of those two will win this. How'd you see the Molly Pitcher?
I went a little deeper than you, and I went with Candida on top. I thought that she's in great form right now, has grade one experience. It's a little more consistent. I don't know where randomized those last two races. I mean, La Tourraine, she only got beat by 3/4 of a length, but it was a very slow race. And then the sloppy track of the Ogden Phipps at Saratoga, that track was just horrible. So I think you draw a line through randomized's effort there, and you certainly draw a line through Leslie's Rose efforts there. So I'm going to use both of them as alternatives to Candy. I'm going to use Majestic Oops. I have the same question about whether she's ready for this class jump or not, but she's won three in a row by increasing margins, you know, four and a half, four and a half furlongs, four leagues in both those races. So she's getting better at the right time. And I'm going to use Dorth Vader, but she's going to be my fifth choice in here. I think that sloppy track, she just glided over it and won by 4 3/4 while everybody else didn't show up. So I'm going to use her just in case, but she would be a defensive play for me. Five deep in here, but Candy is my choice.
And I should note, I should have mentioned Leslie's Rose as well. I read that it's highly likely she's going to scratch and run at Saratoga, and so I didn't put her on my list. But I think I've got her on my horses to watch list because I liked her. I liked her comeback effort for her first start of the year, and then last time she didn't show up at Saratoga. But I saw Pletcher do an interview before that race on the coverage. And he said she normally hates the slop, but we're just going to go in and see how she does in here. So you definitely just draw a line through that. And I think she's probably sitting on a good race, but from everything I see, it looks like it's going to be at Saratoga. But if she does show up here, then yes, you should have noted, you should have had her on the ticket as well. Well, race 11 is the United Nations, grade two, three and up. At a mile and 3/8 on the turf. I had trouble in this one. Where did you land?
I ended up Get Smoking, and I looked at the pattern. Mark Cassie is sitting at 3,999 wins as of today. If he doesn't win one, maybe this will be a great one for his 4,000. Get Smoking last year won this race after a prep race at Woodbine in the Eclipse, where he got the lead and then faded in a stretch and got beat by a length and a quarter. He went off at 9-1 in the United Nations and got a 98 buyer. And Mark has done the same thing with him this time. He was laid off from December until May 31st. He ran the Eclipse, had the lead, top of the stretch, got beat by three. Love Is Monmouth obviously ran well this race last year, and I think he's got the best speed in the race. And sometimes speed holds in a mile and 3/8 race. You look for a come from behind horses, but if redistricting doesn't go the lead, I think Get Smoking gets the lead fairly easily here. Redistricting is my second choice, and he did go wire to wire in a prep for this, you know, the $150,000 listed stakes back on June 14th. So he's also one for one at Monmouth and gets Flavien and Pratt, who's riding lights out right now. Limited liability for Shug McGahee, extremely consistent. Ran the Elkhorn at Keeneland and almost won that race at a mile and a half. Got beat by Utah Beach by a head, and Utah Beach would be one of the favorites in here for sure. So limited liability with Frankie Vettori is going to be in the mix. Rebel Red, the seven horse for Cherie DeVoe, moving up last time at Churchill at a mile and 3/8 in the Charleywood, and could move forward here, ready for a move to a grade two, possibly. And Cherie DeVoe is training awfully well this year. And then let's see, I think I stopped there. I think I'm four deep is to get it. It's a wide open race, I think, but I think Get Smoking with the same pattern as he used last year bodes well for Mark Cassie's chances here.
I like all four of those that you mentioned, and I'm going to add a couple more because I'm going to single the Haskell. So I took advantage of that plan to go deeper here, and I'm going to add the two Pletchers and actually took Grand Sonata on top. Decided to take a swing at a price here. The horse narrowly lost to Get Smoking in this race last year at a big price. If you look at his races on the turf at a mile and a 3/8 distance or a mile and a half distance, they're his best races. I like that Irad Ortiz is riding him back for the third time in the last four starts. As I said, nearly won this race last year. And if redistricting does go with Get Smoking, then Get Smoking, that might improve the chances for Grand Sonata. And then just because I've got the budget to do it, I'm going to add Major Dude as the other Pletcher, and a horse that is never been this distance. And so, you know, maybe it'll, he's a classy horse and he's kept good company and he's never won at this distance, but I think I'm going to add him as well just because the budget allows it. Race 12 is the Grade 1 Haskell for 3-year-olds at a mile and an eighth. And I single journalism. I just think he's a really classy horse that's a half step behind Sovereignty right now. And he's had three nice works since the Belmont. And I just think he's better than these in here. And he's certainly due to get a nice, uneventful trip. And I just think he's the best in this group. I think Bracket Buster is a little intriguing. If you didn't have journalism in here, this would be a really challenging from a handicapping standpoint. And Bracket Buster would be one I'd take a look at. He won a prep at Monmouth for this race. Now they get Johnny V to ride him. And I think from the rail, he could go right to the front. I don't know if there's any confirmed front runners in here. So he could go right to the front and maybe stay a long time. So I'm going to use him with journalism in an exacta, more with journalism on top. And Bracket Buster could do what he did in the race at Keeneland behind Gosker, and that would be to run second at a big price. Gosker is worth certainly considering off that race he ran in the Preakness. Burnham Square won the Bluegrass, came back and ran really well in the Matt Wynn. He's a you know, a very honest horse that's going to win some big races. And then Goal Oriented and Baffert's got such a great record of success in this race. And of course, only making his fourth lifetime start, so he could have a lot of upside left. So I'd you know, take a look at him if you want to go deeper than journalism. But I'm just going to single journalism and take my stand there. How about you in the Haskell?
Well, I see the Haskell much like you do. Journalism is going to be a lock, but there are no locks in horse racing, as we've learned very painfully over the years. So I'm going to use Gosker as an alternative in here. I think Gosker only had four lifetime starts. Brendan Walsh is a great trainer. In the Preakness, journalism was all out to beat him after admittedly a very tough, tough journey. And journalism is due to get a free ride here. If he gets a free trip, he's going to win. But I think if you look at the real pays, you can get 10 times the payment on Gosker that you're going to get on journalism. So I think it's worth doubling my ticket to be able to include Gosker as an alternative to journalism. I like Burnham Square after the Bluegrass, but Derby to throw out, and then he came back and ran well in the Matt Wynn. So I wouldn't be surprised if he's right there as well. So I think journalism is not a walkover in here. I think it's going to be a better race than people expect.
All right, time to do pick four tickets, and I am going with a what I think will ultimately be a $36 ticket. 167 with 1, 3, 4, 5, and whatever number Leslie's Rose is that I've neglected to write her down because, again, I think she's going to scratch. But I'll have that when we post it. I'll have that number included. But and then so 167 with
she's
1, 3,
Tom.
Okay, 167 with 1, 3, 4, 5, 7 with 3, 4, 5, 7, 10, 11 with 2. And again, I think that's going to end up being a $36 ticket if she scratches, maybe even more. But for now, it'll be $45 if as it's listed with her in there. How about you, Jim?
I'm going to spend $60, 1, 4, 6, 7 with 1, 3, 4, 5, 7 with 3, 4, 7, 10 with 2, 6, $60.
And we wish you best of luck on that card. We've got another great racing up at Saratoga. Del Mar is going this weekend. There's Ellis Park's got great fields. So it's just a really nice time to be a horse player with all these choices here in the summer, and you've got maybe some extra time to play. So got to make those choices judiciously and have plenty of funds in your Keeneland Select account. So good luck with doing that, and we will be back next week with another edition of the In the Money podcast for KeenelandSelect.com.